Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Those are some things right there as a Christian you ought not be a part of, amen? Those three things right there are the sign of the heathen, amen. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Mark, open us up. Amen. A little while tonight, I'm going to preach on what are you delighting in tonight, amen? If it's not in the law of God, if it's not in the Word of God, you're missing the boat, amen? You can be a Christian tonight and have your priorities in the wrong place, amen? I tell you what, God warns us to be in tune, basically to be in tune and follow His way and delight in the law of the Lord, amen? And you'll be like a tree planted by the river. Says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." How's your walk tonight, amen? Is your walk walking with God tonight? Are you in tune with God? It said, "Blessed is that man that walketh not in that counsel of the ungodly." I realize we live in this old world. I realize we have to rub shoulders with the world. But I'll tell you what, we ought not be hobnobbing with them, amen. We ought to get in and do the things we got to do and go back and get in with God, amen. It may be your family tonight. Too much of an ungodly family will rub off on you, amen. I've got them myself. So don't tell me it's not important about who you're walking with, amen. It ought to be with God. "Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to learn tonight it's the world or the word. It's the world or the word to live by tonight. We have to make that decision each and every day as Christians, amen. I tell you what, I get up and I tell you I pray and talk to God just a little bit, and I have to make a conscious decision. Is it going to be the world today? Or is it going to be the Word today, amen? That's a good question. What about you tonight? What about you tonight? I tell you what, there's a way, we ought to be saying this as Christians, there's a way that I will not walk. There's a path that I will not stand in. And there's a seat that I will not sit in, amen. There ought to be a line drawn in the sand on each and every one of us, amen, that there's certain things that I will and I will not do by the grace of God, amen. He warns us in that. But it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." What's your delight in tonight? It'll show on you. If your delight's in the world, you'll look worldly, amen, and the world will love you. Does the world love you tonight? I promise you, if your delight's in the law of the Lord, the world will hate you tonight because they hated Jesus first, amen. And it says, "In his law doth he meditate day and night." I know what you're thinking, because I thought the same thing when I was studying this. Lord, how in the name of God am I going to meditate day and night? You know, there's a time to get down and study with the Word. But I tell you what, we drive, how many miles do you drive every day? That's where I do a lot of meditating, amen. Meditating on God's Word. We've heard enough preaching to save the whole world, amen. Do you think there's enough preaching that you've heard and remembered in the old brain that you couldn't do some meditating on that each and every day? While you're driving, while you're folding clothes, while you're doing the dishes, while you're doing housework, there's a way that you can meditate and think on God, amen. God tells us to think on these things, amen. These things. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What about you? Are you planted in the right place? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, you can be saved and be out away from the water. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, we'll just see it here, but if you plant it in the right place, this word right here will water you, and it'll do some things to you that we're talking about right here. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season, in his season. Well, I know there's some people saying, look, I'm living for God, but it just don't seem like that I've got much fruit. God said, in your season, it'll come out, amen. His leaf also shall not wither. I'm going to tell you what, when you're standing with God, you're planted at the right place, you're getting watered by the Word of God, I'm going to tell you what, you will never wither. You may stumble, you may fall, but you'll get up, amen, and you'll still be living for God. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you're at the right place. The water of the Word is watering you, amen. Everything you do will prosper, I believe it, with all fiber of my being. You know why? Because the book says so. It may not be on your time, but it'll be in God's time, amen. Oh yes, it'll prosper. But what a contrast in verse 4. It says the ungodly are not so. All these things that we talked about tonight, it's the complete opposite, because he said the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. I tell you what, they're tossed to and fro. I'm going to tell you what, there's no stability to them. There's no God in them. They're not planted by that river of water, amen. I'll tell you what, totally different, amen. How about you tonight? You know whether you planted in the right place or not. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I'm going to tell you what, the ungodly will be at that great white throne judgment, amen. There's going to be a difference. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Yes, he does. The Lord knows the beginning and the end. And you know what, the end for the righteous? It's going to be in heaven, amen. I'm going to tell you what do we talk about heaven? It's going to be a place that we'll all as Christians be enjoying, amen. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more tears, no more heartbreak. I'm going to tell you what, one of these days we'll see heaven and we'll see it face to face. But it says, but the way of the ungodly, here we go again, complete opposite, shall perish. The way of the ungodly will lead them right on straight down into hell, amen, without God for eternity. You may be here tonight and you hadn't made that decision. Here's your choice tonight. Am I going to leave these doors tonight knowing that I've got a problem with God? Knowing that I'm not saved? Now's the time to make a decision, amen. Do you want to be planted in the right place? Do you want to be planted and watered by the Word every day? And everything you do will prosper, and you'll have fruit in due season. There's a difference. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and it's still true tonight. It'll be your decision now while you're alive. You die without Christ, your decision is no longer there. Your decision is made up and you'll be going to hell. So trust me, do something tonight and make it happen if He's knocking at your door. I thank God for each and every one of you. What a blessing it's been to preach to you for these last few services. Y'all pray for us as we're out of town. We'll be praying for y'all. Let's all stand. Brother Terry, why don't you dismiss us?